Welcome to Rhema for Today.
I believe Jesus is coming, don't you? He said he's coming. The angel said he's coming. The Word of God teaches that he's coming again. Well, what hinders him from coming? Scripture said that the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. Fruit means a harvest. He's waiting for a harvest.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Jesus is Coming Again, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
If you have your Bibles tonight, I want the fifth chapter of the book of James. Now, I don't have a Bible lesson mapped out for you, used in all my teaching. I have a nice, good outline to follow. And sometimes in my preaching, I have an outline. But I have written down some scriptures and a little thought or two. But really, I'm just going to trust the Holy Ghost to help me just bring out of my spirit some things that's in there that I feel at this time He wants brought out. And I just don't know, tell you the real truth about it, how I'm going to wind up. Just know how I'm going to start off. And where we go, nobody knows but the Lord. So we'll just trust Him. Is that all right with you? Praise God. Amen. Notice the 7th and 8th verses of the 5th chapter of James. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath a long patience for it. He received the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Now James is talking about the coming of the Lord, the second coming. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold the husbandman, and of course Jesus is the husbandman, waiteth precious fruit of the earth. Well, he hasn't come yet. That's quite obvious. So he's waiting for some reason or another, isn't he? The scripture tells us why he's waiting and what he's waiting for. He's waiting for the precious fruit of the earth. Until he receive the early and the latter rain. So then, he has not yet received the fullness of the early and the latter rain. And he has not yet, of course, received the harvest, the precious fruit of the earth is the harvest that is to come. I believe Jesus is coming, don't you? He said he's coming. The angel said he's coming. The Word of God teaches that he's coming again. Well, what hinders him from coming? I see that this scripture said, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. Fruit means a harvest. He's waiting for a harvest. God, in recent time, the last year or two, has dealt with some of our hearts, in particular out at Rhema, for the last two school years, being every week, and everybody's invited. And every time that I've been there, I've used this scripture. The Holy Ghost just held me to it, couldn't get away from it. In fact, some nights I just thought I'd dismiss, and the Holy Ghost said, well, you didn't read James 5:7, pray, so do it. So I just did. I've learned a lot. It pays to obey God. Amen? Because, you see, he talks about the earth and the land of rain here, and then Zechariah said, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord will make bright clouds and give them or send them showers of rain to everyone in the field. Now, we've heard a lot about, is there a new wave coming? And are we in that wave now? Is there more to come? Well, personally, I believe that we are in a new wave in 1982. This is 84. But there's certainly more to come. Are you listening to me now? Praise God. You'll notice that he talks about receiving the early and the latter rain. Well, you see, among other things, rain, of course, typifies refreshing. It typifies blessing. You see, James is writing to Hebrew Christians. He wrote this letter to Hebrew. They understood a little bit more about the early rain and the latter rain, that is, naturally, than perhaps we do. There in Israel, there what they call the early rain or the former rain came in November after the autumn harvest to get the land ready and to prepare it for future planting. And then in the spring, there came the latter rain. The latter rain came, of course, to mature the crop and that it might ripen. And the latter rain, of course, came prior to the harvest. And so here he said he's waiting for the early and for the latter. Now turn with me to Isaiah for just a moment, the 60th chapter, and we're going to read some scripture here. You'll notice the first and second verses of Isaiah 60. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Now bear in mind, in James 5:7, he waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. For the darkness, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Verse 3. Shall come to thy light. You see, he's talking about, Isaiah's really prophesying about the fact of the glorious access of the Gentiles to the church. Now, we've heard in times past preaching and teaching about the last days and the darkness that covers the earth and so on and so forth. But I think people forgot about the last part of this verse. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. There's coming a manifestation of his glory. Now turn with me to Acts, the third chapter. The third chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. You know, here in Acts 2, Peter preaches a sermon on the day of Pentecost. And then in Acts 3, here, he preaches another sermon. Now, his first sermon in Acts 2 gives reference to the Lord Jesus Christ and his resurrection. But here, you'll find that he gets in his message here over to the end time. It's particularly applies to us. Beginning to read with the 19th verse, he said, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now, another translation reads just a little differently. Be converted that your sins may be blotted out, so that there may come. I like that translation better. It's a much better translation. So that there may come times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Now let's go on reading. Verse 20. In Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets, the world began. Now you'll find that the Greek word translated restitution here can also be translated restoration. In many translations, you may have one that'll read that way. Now notice, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom they gave unto the time of restoration. Until the time of restoration of all things.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled Jesus' Name Above All Names. We're also offering Craig Hagin's CD entitled The Mindset of a Champion. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. All these items for the special price of only $29. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Coming up next month, May the 4th, International Rhema Day. So Denise, tell us what International Rhema Day really is.
So International Rhema Day is a way for you to support, both through prayer and finances, for Rhema Bible Training College. Everybody that comes to Rhema Bible Training College is on a scholarship. International Rhema Day goes to help those students graduate from Rhema, to go out into the world, to bring Jesus to this entire world. And so when you partner, you can partner as an individual, maybe you want to get a group together, churches can participate, and you pray for Rhema, and then you support with a financial gift. And of course, tell others about Rhema. They may not know what Rhema Bible Training College has to offer.
And the way this got started is every time that we had a crusade, my grandfather always had a Rhema Day.
Yes.
And then we decided, well, let's make one day International Rhema Day and invite churches all around the world to take up a special offering for Rhema Bible Training College to help with that scholarship.
Like, yes. I said,
keeps our tuition very, very low.
Very low.
Just encourage you, if you want to get involved in International Rhema Day, go to rhema.org /IRD and find out more information.
Yes.
About that.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Jesus is Coming Again. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today.